Hello and welcome to Stories from Springfield, where we build a bridge between satirical cartoons and harsh reality. I'm very happy to say that I am joined here today by David. Mate, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Manny. Thanks for having me.
It's not a problem. And now that I have you here and that I have a captive audience,
right?
I think I'd like to tell a bit of a story.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it's what we do on this segment, so I thought I'd give it a crack.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the title.
This one is kind of about religion, but also about fighting fire.
I mean, I like some of those things.
I know you're a big fire fan.
I'm a massive fire fan.
So I'd like to go back to the early days, an episode called Homer the Heretic, which is fantastic alliteration. It's an episode in which Homer, I guess that we can have more of an appreciation for this now, it's getting a bit cold. It's a Sunday morning and they all have to go to church, but he is wrapped up in bed and he doesn't want to go anywhere because it's so warm and comfortable.
I think we can all kind of appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he makes a decision, which is a bit sacrilegious in the US in 1992 when this came out.
Yeah.
And he decided that he was no longer interested in going to church in the cold, cold morning. And he stayed at home and had lots of fun.
Yeah.
He did a lot of fun activities.
He makes one of his patented space age moon waffles.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lounging around the house in his underpants. I guess that's a religion I could get behind. But then they all come back from church and, you know, it's been cold, they've been in the cold church and everyone's quite upset, but he says that he has had the best day of his life. And so it's the whole, I guess the premise of the episode is that Marge is quite worried that, you know, he's setting a bad example. It's 1992, the US is very much interested in Christianity.
Well, I mean, she's worried about his soul as well.
Yeah, you've got to look after your soul.
I mean, you have to.
And he decides to, he just stops going to church. And so on one of the fateful mornings, he actually is at home and it kind of catches fire. And he gets trapped in the house.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that there's kind of a notice to the fire department, which is like, it's a very funny scene. It's kind of like the Springfield Fire Department and Apu is the chief. He's working at the Quickie Mart and he has to leave and he puts his like son or nephew in charge, the little 3-year-old.
Yeah, and all the bullies think they can steal everything because he just put the kid in charge.
Like a massive gun, yeah. But anyway, so when they're driving actually to the Homer to try and save him in the truck, they're all just like these volunteers and they're kind of packed roughly onto the truck. And Otto is like, Otto is holding on for dear life behind. And anyway, they're kind of rushing to the scene and they get to a crossing. Well, not necessarily a designated crossing, but what happens is they see loads of ducks crossing the road. And there is a comically large number of ducks. We actually...
they go off into the distance.
One of the first times we have the audio from the... this is kind of what happens. So there we go. There's a lot of ducks and he gets very upset. It is disrupting the course of the firefighting activities.
I mean, how do they know to cross there?
Homer is fine in the end. He actually ends up getting saved by Ned Flanders. And the amazing thing at the end of that episode is that right just before the end, God appears and he's speaking to God. And he asks God what is the meaning of life. And then it kind of just about to answer and he kind of trails off and the credits come in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, we started with religion, but it really ended up in a place where we had a very cute animal interrupting or interfering with the fire department. And would you believe that I have a story, very recent story from the Nottingham Contemporary Art Centre.
Nottingham, yes.
In which a very similar incident occurred. So basically there was this art installation. And I'm not sure, do you like metaphors?
No, I like similes.
Okay, well, I've got a metaphor for you. A metaphor for you.
A metaphor, okay.
So basically, they have this installation, and it's like they have, within the room, the main room of the installation, they have all this water vapor when it's going on.
Right.
And so they have the water vapor, and that disperses out onto the street. And so there's a photo, and it looks like out on the street, the person walking past, it's just like the building is on fire.
Why is everyone vaping these days?
Yeah, this is a very large-scale vaping exercise. There's a quote from the curator saying that during the installation's run, water vapor is being released from the gallery roof in varying amounts to reflect the intensity of the thinking happening inside.
Wait.
So that's quite a good metaphor for something.
Wait, what?
It's modern art. I'm not sure if you understand modern art, but this is a very prime example of modern art where you simulate a fire to make it look like you've thought about something.
Right. It sounds like they're more burning books than actually thinking.
Oh, I don't know if they're actually burning books, but...
Well, they're trying to elect a pope.
But the thing is that loads of people in the area have just been like calling the fire brigade.
Yeah, because it looks like there's a fire.
Yeah, I know. The photo is amazing. So when the actual art installation is on, it totally looks like the building is completely on fire.
Well, they must be thinking a lot about that.
Well, the director of the Nottingham Contemporary Art Centre said, it's not a worry at all because it's harmless water vapour.
Harmless.
So that's the story. Anyway, it's an example of modern art which has interrupted the day-to-day life of firefighters.
You said it was a metaphor. It sounds like modern art is vapor. That's kind of... It was a metaphor for itself.
The thing is that on Stories from Springfield, we actually have a very strict maximum of one metaphor per episode in case I get lost because I don't really understand them, so...
Modern art is like water vapor.
We might have to.
That was a simile.
Okay. Well, I'll have to delete that metaphor in post-production. David, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No worries.